All right, 1380 WPHM, Tuesday mornings around this time, we talk travel with Deanne Colin from St. Clair Travel. Deanne, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, we talk about these far-reaching destinations, Europe and Hawaii and Mexico. You can stay a lot closer to home and still have a great vacation, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, as I was kind of looking through some travel magazines, trying to get some ideas of what I was going to talk about today, I came across this one that I've had clients do years ago, and I really haven't talked about it since. But, you know, I have so many people call me and say, I don't want to fly.
Right.
I just want to drive. Or how can I see Michigan? I don't want to do it on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Colette Vacations has a tour that starts in Chicago. We could have you take the train from Port Huron to Chicago, and you spend two nights in Chicago. Then it goes up to Traverse City.
Oh.
So you get one night up in Traverse City, and you can see Petoskey. They take you into Charlevoix, a really great little area there. Then you get to go two nights up into Mackinac Island.
Wow.
So then you're staying at the Grand Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So this tour includes that, and they help you get across the ferry. They help you get over to the island.
Mm-hmm.
And along the way, you get to see a lot of things in Michigan that maybe you haven't seen if you're not, you know, a big driver. And after that, they come down. And where do you think they stop? But Frankenmuth.
Oh, of course. Chicken dinner. There you go.
And I always thought, where would they stop on the way back? Because you're going down 75.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, it's
perfect.
Frankenmuth.
Yeah.
They just put in that new little mall there that's been there for about 10 years. And they've got the mall. They've got, of course, the chicken and different things you can do in Frankenmuth. The Bronner's. They do stop at Bronner's. So everything that in Michigan that is a highlight, this tour does touch on. And then it ends in Detroit. So then for all of us, you can have one of the local transfer companies come and pick you up.
Sure.
Or you can have family pick you up. But it's a great 8-day, 7-nights tour of Michigan and Chicago.
You know, that's a great idea. And a lot of us say, well, why would I want to do that? I could just get in the car and do it myself. Well, the point is, it's an escorted tour. You don't have to drive yourself. You can see a lot of different things and get a great package that way.
Well, you know, there's a lot of ladies out there that that are afraid to drive at night. You know, there's a lot of ladies out there that like to travel together but really don't know what to do. And they want to stay local. Or some of them, I am amazed at how many people haven't been up north.
Yeah.
How many people haven't been to Mackinac?
Right.
You know, and I know I was in my 30s the first time I went over the Mackinac Bridge.
Really?
So there are people out there that haven't been through Michigan and Chicago. So get a couple of your friends and say, hey, let's do this trip. And then it's not as expensive. You don't have the airfare. Yeah. You don't have all that. And then you're just picked up in Detroit.
The trip to Chicago on the train is a great idea, too, because that, you know, you got to leave early in the morning.
I think it leaves at 5:45.
5:45, you leave from Port Huron. But with the hour time difference, you get there before noon.
Yes, you arrive right around noon.
And then you got the whole afternoon and evening to yourself.
So. Absolutely. If you just want to touch on Chicago even, that is a great trip. And we sell that a ton.
Yeah.
Because we're so lucky to have that train stop in Port Huron.
Yeah.
It's right here. You hop on the train. I think it's 4.5 hours, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done it. And then I stay in Chicago for the weekend or for 3 nights. And you can do... they have horse-drawn carriages in the summer.
Oh, there's so much to do in Chicago.
So much to do.
Yeah.
And again, a great girls' weekend, great bachelorette, bachelor weekend, or just, you know, just getting together. There's theater there. So if you're going to do this, you could go a day early even, or you could do the two nights with the tour and, you know, again, theater and all that.
Yeah, it sounds great. Again, this is something you wouldn't think of calling up a travel agency to plan your trip to Chicago and northern Michigan. But this sounds like a great tour.
It's a nice tour because it does include some meals, but it does really take the time in both the cities. You're in Chicago two nights. You're in Traverse City a night, two nights in Mackinac, one night in Frankenmuth, and then you're actually one night in Dearborn, I believe it is, Dearborn Southfield.
Okay.
And what you do there is the Henry Ford House.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. And you do a couple things in Detroit that you wouldn't normally do. So I kind of think that it's kind of one of those things where if you don't really like to fly, this is a really good tour for you. And again, if you and your girlfriends are always looking for something to do or even couples, you know, it's a great, great little tour.
All right. If we want to book that trip or any other trip, what do we need to do?
Give us a call at St. Clair Travel, 810-329-7163.